The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com. The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello and welcome along to the Rangers Gravel Podcast match reaction. Rangers 1, Celtic 2. Hello, I'm Martin and I'm joined by Jamie and Ross again. Hi, guys.
Hello, mate.
Right.
It would obviously like to be a more positive reaction, but that was fucking shocking. So there's no positivity coming for me. Hello to everybody watching on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, etc. Do your likes, subscribes, retweets and all that. Thanks very much. Jamie, I don't even know where to start, but that was shite.
It was. I think we are WATP in 1872 says it there, right? We scored that goal, man, and it just proved what we said. If you press Celtic, they were that first 5 minutes, they were all over the place. We scored the goal and then just kind of went like brilliant and we stopped and we just started this fucking horseshoe back passing left back, centre half, goalie, right back, left back, passing it back and it back. No momentum. We lost all the momentum, let Celtic into it. And then, see, at the end of the day, for me, they won that game. I'm raging and I'm unhappy, but actually, they controlled us. They controlled us for that. They killed us in the first half because the second half we just went for it. But nothing, man. I can't believe Aribo stayed on the park. And listen, he's a great talent, great player. He's been dying on his feet. It was fucking shite today. It was piss. He kept getting the ball away. All of them, I'll go through them all. Goldson, no sign of contract. Look how good he was last year. Look how shite he's been this season. The day, piss again. The defending, we've spoke about it. Embarrassing defending. They were nervous as shit once Celtic got that equaliser. I'm sure Ross will speak about McGregor in a minute because we've spoken about him and all. I just can't believe it. Oh, it's done now. The league's over. I just can't believe the club never... We said that. The club should have invested. Look at Celtic spent nearly 30 million. We didn't. We thought, oh, we've got the players. You need to always... We Carroll say it. We need to always refresh. We didn't do it. Diallo, waste of time. Ramsey, blown at his arse. I know he scored. Blown at his arse. Pish.
Pish, Ross. Battle Fever channel member is pretty much summed up my feelings. What the fuck was that I just watched?
Mate, it's just so frustrating. It's so frustrating, but we spoke a wee bit in the preview about subs and the lack thereof, and mate, I don't... How can the full club from top to bottom be so good when it comes to European nights, but then they can't get up for it against the dross? Van Bronckhorst in Europe's made some fucking outstanding tactical changes that have won his matches and said it before, mate. Put the European hang on. See the first goal? We've scored. They've come up apart. Don't get me wrong. The defending's no great. See if you watch Alan McGregor warming up. He'll get 100 of these shots that Hatate hits into him as a warm-up and he'll save 100 of them. Catch them. Just fall on top of them. You've just scored. You're looking to just settle in the game. And he's fucking... Did it hit him in the elbow? How did it end up out at Rogic's feet? Like, it's a pass back. It's not even... Oh. The defending's crap, mate. But I've said it before. Say that again. I take a down for it all the time. McGregor, he doesn't come for crosses. He can't kick the ball, but he used to make the saves that would win you a match. And people tell me he made a great save at the end, which he did. But I want him to do the basics, mate. I want him to be able to do the basics that he never done against Ross County, that he never done against Hearts, that twice he's now done against Celtic. The guy, if he could play every game the way he plays in Europe, and I've gave him praise in Europe when he's been good, but that again the days, it's a game that you've got a wee bit ahead, and then he makes a basic error, mm-hmm. and before you know it, it's one each, and we're there on the ascendancy, and we then revert back into ourselves.
Soon as it went one each, Jamie, though, it was a carbon copy. Not carbon copy, right? But it kind of went somewhere the way it did at Parkhead. Although we were a lot more in the first half, obviously, but they go in at half-time ahead and then come out the second half, don't attack. They have no interest in attacking. They're just looking to play on the break and they're more than happy to sit back. And we had nothing. Absolutely nothing.
It just killed us, didn't it? And I'll tell you, see, going forward, we can moan about the defence because the defence is so shaky, terrible. They all look nervous. Well, do you know what? I know who I'm going to take out. I thought Bassey was brilliant, and that's a game where we get beat. I thought he was really, really good today, but the rest of them were shite. I don't know the last time Ryan Kent beat a man, and we've said it before. In Ryan Europe. Kent's getting all these plaudits in Europe. It's the only. I mean, what's he got this season? Has he scored? Has he even scored four goals, four assists? I don't think he has. It's embarrassing. These numbers are embarrassing. As soon as he doesn't beat that man first time, he's fucked. So I thought the final third was just as disappointing as the defending today. I said Ramsey was blown at his arse. Listen, see all you want. Ramsey gets whipped off there after 60 minutes. He looked really good at the start, but he was blown at the end. We've invested in bringing these people in. Our transfers have been disgraceful. That's cost us as well as contracts and shit defending and all goalies and piss poor in the final third. I don't even know what you asked me, by the way.
It's all right. This isn't the reaction.
That was the Rangers ramble, not the Rangers ramble.
Yeah, maybe I named the podcast the wrong thing. But before we go back into the game, Ross, this is going to come up and up and up now, as it should for any manager who comes in 7 points clear, and then all of a sudden, on the 3rd of April, we're 6 points behind. 7 points behind with goal difference. Gio's going to come under a hell of a lot of pressure, as he should.
Aye, of course he should. Mate, we made fun of Celtic for taking this untested guy who never had coaching badges and who was going to bring in these Japanese midgets that were going to get physically bullied and harassed in the game. Mate, he's took a guy in Rogic who nobody else could get a tune at, and he's turned him into a player again. Did you need to remember that in our plan, we are meant to be at the peak going to win the league, invest, get there. So we need to remember Celtic are going through a full rebuild, mate. But Ange Postecoglou's done? He's went out and bought players he knows from a league who he knows what they can do, knows the position they're going to play, and knows they can hit the ground running, and then he's had faith in them when he's brought them in. I don't see. For example, see, for $2 million, we could have had John Souter in. We could have had Sigrist, if that's the goalie you're going to get. You could have had the boy for Aberdeen. And we go and spend $2 million on bringing in a loan fee and wages on a wee guy for Man United that's not even getting off the bench.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you can. People say to me, oh, we've not invested. We've invested $4 million in the January transfer window, and what have we got to show for it? Aaron Ramsey's maybe just reaching some sort of match fitness now, and the boy Diallo can't even get a game for the B team. So,
I know.
That's a Ross Wilson issue.
We were all excited, JD, when Ramsey came in and when Diallo came in. We were all buzzing. Looks like a bit of a smoke screen now, because, like Ross says, if that's Ramsey now just starting to get into a better match fitness, it's too fucking late.
It's done now. It's too late. Don't get me wrong. I thought he did look like he played well. I was surprised he went half, but still no for me. Somebody says a bit of a luxury player. He looks like he's a cracking player. He is a top player, but never showed enough. I know he scored in that, but just not enough. Maybe he's no fit or what. I don't know. Maybe got another Gareth Bale who just wants to play for Wales. I don't know. I'm not going to point him out because he did score. It was probably one of our better players, him and Bassey. But again, through the midfield, Jack and Lundstrom didn't dig and bite the way I thought they were going to be. I would have kept Jack on, but on Lundstrom again, been playing well, but slows the game down a lot and likes to go back your way when we need to go forward. Mm-hmm. We've done a lot of this back passing.
See the thing, JD, he's been playing with Kamara, but Kamara's dropped out today for Ramsey, so Lundstrom then becomes one of the sitters rather than playing the free roll, which makes a difference because you've then got him and Jack were Jack sitting, you had Kamara and Lundstrom kind of free rolling it, whereas the day, because Ramsey's in, he's the further forward and there's nobody roaming, the other two are set to positions. I don't know if that makes a difference.
The annoying thing for me again, which has come out, that I don't think Lowry has got an injury, so Lowry's just not even made the bench. And this is somebody who I think we need to be putting a wee bit more faith in, because you may as well have Lowry in the bench there than Diallo, because every single Rangers fan, and probably Van Bronckhorst, should know that Lowry will do better than Diallo. So Diallo's just sitting there taking up a fucking space. So why is Lowry not just taking that space up and giving him more experience, let him feel that environment? But yet again, man, like there's... How many times did Ryan Kent get that ball? Cut inside. We toe to somebody. Fucking unbelievable, man.
But how many times a day did we get the ball and it was a straight pass? Or how many times a day did somebody put a tackle in and they always go at the second ball? We never competed today at all. At any point, Ross.
Apart from
the first 5 or 6 minutes.
Matt, can I just jump in, right? I'm not here to blow smoke up Aaron Ramsey's ass. Aaron Ramsey's not a Rangers player. Aaron Ramsey's fucking making millions and millions of pounds off whatever. He's no other player. He'll go and play in the Prem next season or whatever. I'm expecting mere fame. And it's not his fault, probably, because he's no fit. But it's a bad move. Scored a great goal today. I'm expecting way more for Aaron Ramsey. He's still good, aye, but I want mere fame.
Is that the players round about him, Ross, though? They need to help him out, or is it down to him?
Hey, I was just about to answer your question, mate. For me, we came out and got there before JD came in and had a mad fucking verbal assault. But anyway, I think I forgot what I thought. No, what I was going to say is, Aaron Ramsey is a luxury player. He's the type of player, but you need people running about him, making space. We said in the pre-match, we fought Kent, we had a free roll getting run about Roof, which would open up space. Kent was out on the left,
aye,
hugging the touchline. So Roof, again, Van Bronckhorst, mate, I'm just a mad fat guy that talks on a football podcast or whatever, and I know that if you're playing Roof up front against Celtic, you need to get folk running about him. So why Van Bronckhorst went and tried to get him to lead the line, I have no idea.
Roof can't do that, JD. Roof can't play up there. He's actually making his... Is he doing himself an injustice, you know, in the way that he's playing? You know, because people are getting on his back. But he's up there, he's sell. That's not his game.
I know, but seeing football nowadays, right? Who plays for... We might play 4-4-2. I doubt it. Do you know what I mean? So where does Roof play? Do you know what I mean? In any team now... Because he's not going to be a lone striker or your central striker with two guys out wide, which most teams play nowadays. So
just get somebody close to him. Play him a ball through.
This is the thing. He had a couple of chances. That's when you're expecting him, like that header. You're expecting him that he needs to hit the target with that, and he didn't. And that's in that game. He was only going to get one chance, wasn't he? So
shouldn't he have though? He should have had better help for the players round about him. All I seen in that game, JD, was... Especially in the second half, it was right, okay, Celtic are sitting back. We're going to soak up some pressure. Let's get the ball out and cross it. Cross, cross, cross. Nothing coming for the crosses. We didn't try anything different. And Celtic just went, that'll do for us.
Brian's made a good point there, Martin. It's the offsides, I know. Roof
hit
the
offside. There's no defending.
So they were trying to put the balls through. He was offside a lot. Nate, don't get me wrong, man. These offsides are ball hairs. These wee linesmen are up, man. I've never seen them get their flags up as fast in all my life, man. They'll fucking give themselves whiplash. But they were offside. So, the thing about Van Bronckhorst, everybody's on now, like, is, well, you know, we've surrendered a 7-point lead and now they're basically six, seven ahead of us, six ahead. Fucking Van Bronckhorst has come in. And the big thing to this big build with Postecoglou, which is, but Van Bronckhorst has come in during the season. So he's at. Postecoglou is more experienced in Scotland than Van Bronckhorst is. I'm not defending Van Bronckhorst. I would For me now, the season's done. I would probably call it quits and start again next season with somebody fresh. But I think we forget that Van Bronckhorst played with a team. It's not his team here. Even the signings in January, they're not his signings. So what happens next? Full clear out for me. There's a full clear out here. All these players that were there under Gerrard probably need to all go now.
Well, that is 2 out of 2 that a lot of people in the comments, Ross, are saying that's his second Old Firm game, his second loss. A few people are saying Stevie G never lost to Celtic, but he did in his first Old Firm game. That was the only one he ever lost. I don't want to really jump. I know what I was saying before we started, right? That was just anger, right? I don't really want to jump on Van Bronckhorst back too much.
Why?
Because like JD says, he's come in halfway through a season. Aye, it's not gone well, but who knows what might happen next season. But will he be here next season?
I think he probably will. I think Ross Wilson's too up his own arse to say I've got this one wrong. If Endy goes, that wee guy should go. What is he? What is he? What's his title?
Director of football.
How can he be the director of football when he's a fucking... What experience has he got in football?
He's a businessman.
Exactly, but he's a fucking financial advisor or something. Why is he the director of football?
These questions
he's a link between your scouting network and your manager.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck? How does he know? What does he know about football?
He's been in the game a long time. Sorry, Ross. Gio here next season?
Yeah. Will Van Bronckhorst be here next season? He will be, mate. He'll be here next season, but he's had a transfer window, and his transfer window's been a massive failure in my eyes. He's also, I'm a bit worried about his lack of making a big call, mate. I think after Ross County and Aberdeen, I think there was a big call we made by McGregor that he never made.
Aye.
It took him ages and ages and ages to make the big call when it came to Barisic dropping out and Bassey being first choice left back. And then he's new. Some of the big calls he makes are ridiculous, such as the day taking off Ramsey when you've got Aribo who's no kicked his own arse. Mm. I do honestly believe that Joe Aribo got genetically modified when he was at the AFCONs, and we've just got back an empty shell, it looks like him.
Do you know what? It's amazing the difference in a player. When your confidence is low, you've lost something. I wanted to pull up something. Now, we're obviously all pissed off and down, right? But there's still somebody out there, JD, with a wee bit of positivity. Thomas Jones, I think we can still win the league. Right, so let's try and, just for a couple of minutes, let's try and be a wee tiny bit positive, right? We are 6/7 points behind with...
You're 7 behind.
6 games to go. Is there any chance in hell that Rangers can win this league?
No. I wouldn't be surprised if we drop points at St Mirren on Sunday. That's just the way we go. Scraping our cut of wins... Celtic will end up beating us at Parkhead. So it's done. And it's just annoying. Oh well, that is what it is, man.
So it's all focused now, Ross, on the Scottish Cup and Europa League.
You've got to fight till the very last minute until the league's mathematically done. It's no done, Martin. But based on looking at results over the past few months, I'd say there's a lot more chance of us dropping points than there is of Celtic dropping points. It's shite as that is for us.
And that's the thing, Ross. These players, right, I know they're shite, but we know they could go on a run. And Van Bronckhorst started when he first came out, like the first 10 game. We could go on a run and win every single game now. My problem is I don't see that Celtic team brimming with confidence coming on off the back of a 2-1 win at Ibrox, drop many points. They don't seem to have that in them. Like, they're all like, you watch that Maeda in the 95th minute, still sprinting. They've got a bit of, I'm not going to say it, so it's fine. They've got a bit of something about them where I think we're strolling about, I think we've won 55, and they're just all got their heads down, working. And that's what they've got that we've no, I don't think.
Right, well, look, we've had a comment in for David Butt, right? Very, very reactionary. We had Morelos out in both Old Firm games. JD going full limmy. She's turned away against us. We've lost a league because we're not the better team. Cup and Europa League to go. Right, David, this is immediate match reaction after we've just been beat at home by Celtic. Of course it's going to be reactionary. Of course we might sometimes say things that in the cold light of day we might turn back round and go, oh, maybe I was a bit over the top. But that's why we do it, so that people watching can get a bit of anger out.
Ross Clark says that every day he wakes up.
Aye, he probably goes to sleep.
Say what?
You look back and go, oh, what did I say that for?
Nah, I don't, mate. I definitely don't.
Right, on to the game itself, I suppose.
Are we going through the game? I know, mate.
We're just going through the goals. We'll have a quick discussion about the ref. We'll blame it on, we'll do what they do, we'll blame it on the ref. It's a big conspiracy. Can. That's the reason we lost. But I was really worried about the game before it started. And then it kicked off, Ross. And for 5 or 6 minutes, everything that we wanted to see, we've seen, we were excellent. And of course, we get the goal with Ramsey.
Excellent. Yep, absolutely. Could not have asked for better, mate. Could not have asked for a better start. Exactly as JD predicted. Right, out the traps, like mad hungry greyhounds. Right? But as soon as we scored, mate, you're going to go into it. We've given him a goal back. Our most experienced player.
How is that possible, JD, to go for that start, right? Fantastic goal right in behind Juranovic, who was meant to be one of the top players, who was honking the day. Nice ball by Kent, great finish by Ramsey. I'm jumping about. My neighbours next door wouldn't be too happy with some of the things that I was shouting. And I'm thinking to myself, right, yes, get into them. That's it. They're not as good as they think they are. And then two, three minutes later, it's one each.
The first time they put a wee bit of pressure on us, isn't it? That was the kind of thing that lifted their spirits. The first time they tested us and ran at us, they score. So, aye.
It's right, okay, first goal. I'll come to you first, JD. Is it McGregor? Whose fault is it? Is it McGregor's?
Who scored the first goal again?
Roderick.
For me, McGregor's got to put it round the corner. Or I think Cav and Bassey were dreaming. If they push out, he's offside. Or if Bassey gets goal side, it isn't there. So a combination, but none of that is needed to happen if McGregor just tips it round the corner. But it does get through a few bodies, so I'm not sure. But aye, shite defending.
It was Ross such. And it was probably one of the biggest things I was worried about coming into the game was just how poor defensively, as a team, not just the back four, back five, but just how poor defensively as a team we've been. And it cost us a stupid, stupid goal.
Mate, the players have switched half because a guy's passed the ball for 20 yards out, down into the bottom corner. McGregor usually just catches that. They were not. The boys are starting to turn around and want to push up the park, mate. As I say, watch him 100 times warming up. He'll save that catch, that shot, all the time. For whatever reason, he's palmed it out. And then that takes your whole good start. Your whole good start then's in the bin because that just deflates you totally and gives the impetus to Celtic to then push forward. Also makes us a bag of nerves.
Aye. And it made me a bag of nerves, JD. After that, every single time they go to the ball, I thought, we're in trouble.
Yeah. We've seen teams go for us this season. Corners and stuff like that, whipping balls into us. Teams aren't scared now because they see McGregor's a bit off boil and we're two centre-halves are shite. So, aye. But we see Walsh put a really good message in there saying he's too pissed off to read all the messages in the chat. For what it's worth, we were dreadful. No heart, no desire. These players simply don't get what Rangers are. One title isn't enough. Spot on, Walsh.
And look, there'll be nobody more angry today than Wilf. You know, Wilf, he goes to every single game, home and away, men's, women's, B team. And I know in fact, I'm actually too scared to speak to Wilf, if you're honest. Jedi Bob channel member. Goldson has been awful this season. Ross, not just Goldson, but he has been particularly bad. All that contract stuff, Luminarum and all that, I don't care about any of that. If he doesn't sign, he doesn't sign. Just play the fucking game.
JD looks if he's got something to say there. I was waiting on him coming in.
I'll go for Goldson because...
You go for Goldson.
You want to play with a bigger club in Glasgow Rangers? Go, leave. We should have... See other managers, see a Mourinho or something, they would just have said to him, that's fine, you can sit on the fucking bench. And we could have went out and bought John Souter, I don't care, MD. There's a guy there who doesn't want to be with us next season. Why is he still hanging about? Oh, he was brilliant last year, he was excellent. Aye, I know that. I don't give a fuck about last season now. So Goldson... Shouldn't be. See if he's not signing the contract, and he gives us a wee indication that that's happening, and we know it's all happening. Right, don't get the fuck, because his performances have been terrible.
Ross, do you agree with that?
Phil Wack, mate. Phil Wack's been shite. Think about last year's defence that hardly conceded a goal. When Hallander's played, he's looked off fit. Tav, as much as he's... Tav. I mean, he'll give you great going forward, maybe no at the back. Goldson has been absolute pony all season. Barisic has now eventually had to be dropped. And McGregor's no making saves, mate. So your back five for last year, there's only one person out the back five performing consistently this year, and that's fucking Calvin Bassey, who's come right in out of the cold.
Martin, what's that sign your mom's making at me there beside that? What does that sign mean, Tuesday, to me?
That there?
That means okay.
All right, does it? I thought it meant JD.
No. I wish folk would leave my mom out of this. Do you know that? I wish I'd never admitted that was my mom. Oh, God. Right.
Did you say you were going to put his mom in a memo? Memo. JD.
Somebody did put in the comments that, JD, who made your bed? Because that's clearly not the work of a man.
I made the bed the day.
My fucking arse, you made the bed.
My missus nearly fainted. I made the bed.
Should Celtic have had a... It doesn't really matter, but, JD, should Celtic have had a penalty in the first half? Did McGregor bring down Maeda?
Nah, it's a pen, isn't it? Nobody wanted to hear this. It was a pen. Somebody will be lost contact control of the ball, which he kind of did, but it's we were lapping up the Ryan Kent one in Europe when he fucking lost control of the ball and we got a pen. And, you know, Celtic got a pen at the start earlier in the season when Mee Kyogo got a coffin in the back of the noggin when the ball was in the goalie's hands, or the ball was out or whatever. So, it's a pen for me, aye, it is.
Pretty much Ross pen.
It was a pen, mate, aye. Also, the Ryan Jack one where Carter Vickers, I think, can balls it, is also a pen, but so they...
Is it a pen, no?
Aye.
Hits him there? Mate, aye. Is it no rule, no? If it's a T-shirt, it's not a pen?
Nah, mate. Well, that's good then, because you would just have every cunt wearing long-sleeve jumpers, wouldn't you?
No.
Well, here, mate, stick a pair of gloves on, you can hornball it.
I'm sure I've seen it on Sky that imaginary T-shirt line's not a pen.
No, if it hits below the
shoulder. If you're making your body bigger, mate, he's got his arm hanging behind him, hasn't he? So,
I thought the pen was on Goldson. The shirt's getting tugged. It's an obvious penalty.
Yeah.
Mate. Yeah.
What did we make, before we come to the second goal, what did we make, Ross, Gollum's performance today?
Mate, Andy Walker was lapping it up in the first half, which tells me all I need to know, because Starfelt's committed probably 12 fouls in the game and no being booked. So if we, looking at it from our point of view, come the end of the game and he's throwing his cell in front of things and blocking shots and putting in tackles, see if he gets booked for his fourth or fifth foul. He's not in a position to do that in case he gets red carded. I thought, well,
he didn't get booked, did he? He didn't get booked, I
feel. No.
I can't believe that.
We just had you speaking a wee bit there about two penalties that should have been one for each team as well, mate. So if Colm looks back at his performance, it'll be classed as absolute dog shite, as usual.
Will it though? I think they're loving it. Wee Wally Gollum. I think they were loving it. See, to be fair, I quite like the fact that he didn't book early. I like that. There was a couple of wee tackles here or there.
It was the fact, though, JD, that Lundstrom then gets booked towards the end of the first half for a late challenge, right?
It's a booking, wasn't it?
Is it? Because he got the ball first. Now, does the second contact then make that a yellow card?
I don't know. Listen, I'm angry at Rangers today, so I'm going to go full on. No, agree with anything anybody says positive for us.
Am I going to need to start going on Twitter and calling you a Tim?
Oh, don't do that.
That's why you're
second goal, there, the second goal, Ross, Carter Vickers. We had a wee discussion about this before we came on, so I'll just let you loose with it. Again, just Sunday league defending.
If you sign Matt Macey, if you sign Joe Lewis,
fuck
if you sign Joe Hart, if you sign Xander, Seagrass, whoever you want, mate, see that ball, it's in the air for so long, man, and we don't attack it. It's landed on the 6-yard box, mate. I know McGregor doesn't come for crosses, that's what you've got to tell me. Fine, excellent. Get something in that does then, because that just takes the pressure right off you. The Bodo Glint goalie, he was coming and taking what, free kicks like that, fucking right on Edge's 18-yard box. Football's changed, mate. And people in the comments will be like, fucking Roth going on about McGregor again and all that part. Right? He's cost 2 goals today, mate. He's had a direct hand in, looking at it from a goalie's point of view.
Right? I kind of have to agree, JD, that ball was looked in the air for so fucking long that you're thinking to yourself, nothing's coming in this because it's in the air too long. And then McGregor doesn't come for it. Lundstrom gets it wrapped under his feet. Carter Vickers has got the freedom of the fucking penalty box. Boom, 2-1.
It's just... Aye, some finish it was, by the way, to be fair, but John Lundstrom, this is another thing I've seen at the Rangers players this season. We kind of clear our lines, like, we try and kick the ball with our standing foot and it just bounces off us or a ball hits us. It's just, we don't look composed at all. And slide staff there before the game, man, the guy had a great game. And he causes it because he backs in and backs into Big Balligan, who was absolutely honking again today, or looked honking today, running on treacle for the most of that game, him and Aribo. God knows which rank. But I don't know why everybody's so fatigued looking.
It's a hard one to digest because McGregor's been such a fantastic goalkeeper, right? But everybody comes to a point in their career where, you know, the top level isn't for them anymore.
Mate, I'm going to take you back in time to the start of the season when Steven Gerrard told you he was rotating because McGregor couldn't play every game.
Mm-hmm.
He could see it in pre-season and McGregor had told him that if there was fans last year, he would have probably retired on the back of 55. So it's all right being able to get yourself up for it in a European night, but if you're no, somebody says there, or McGregor will come for a cross and then we'll start moaning at him. He tried that. Remember the one against Hearts? It went right through his fingers and big, no suit on the other one. Halkett scored at the back post.
No.
Mate, directly this season, McGregor's cost us...
At least 10 points.
10, 14 points, mate.
I love McGregor.
That's the thing, see when he plays well, I'm the first person to say, but there's just a shame that this year there's been more poor performances than there has been good in the league.
Yeah, I think with a goalie, you're always going to maybe have to accept you lose some points in a season because of the last line of defence, one wee slip, one wee bit of concentration, but it's probably there's been so many this season. The guy will go down as a legend, it's just unfortunate he's going to finish this season when he should have finished last season.
Aye, I agree. And I wouldn't have minded John McLaughlin this season. I think John McLaughlin's a cracking goalkeeper.
But it would have maybe have gave us the right, let's go and look for a new goalkeeper. Let's start the... McGregor's out. Let's start the cycle. Let's start the process of... I'm sure it was McGregor the one of Gerrard. Gerrard brought McGregor in. So there's a one of Gerrard's signings out. I know McGregor's a Rangers man, but it could have started this cycle of getting... Just refreshing the team up. There's nothing more than freshening the team up than taking out the most experienced guy out of the team. That kickstarts everything.
There's a point in the second half where the ball comes back into McGregor, right? Goldson's peeled off to the right for a quick ball. McGregor keeps it, hods onto it, eventually steps over it and has to pick it up and then just throws it out to Goldson at right back anyway. Why not just kick the ball to him and get us off? That's what I was talking about earlier, about starting moves quick. We're letting him in to settle. It's something that I noticed.
But see, do I know what the real frustrating thing is, by the way? Hart isn't that much better. See with the ball at his feet, Hart's horrendous, right? He really is. Ryan Kent nearly took the ball off him, right? But the thing about Hart is, Hart's still making those saves. The one for Sakala in the second half, Hart makes a save. McGregor probably makes that safe. So Joe Hart's pretty much a McGregor at the end of his career. He's just slightly better. And we never at any point troubled him today. That's the frustrating thing.
Nah. It was the Callis shot was the only thing. A bit of the only time we troubled him when he was getting the ball and we pressed him. That was the only time they were shitting themselves. We said it. I don't understand why we stopped pressing after we scored the goal. Or after, see, when Celtic scored the goal, we shit the bed. It wasn't as bad as what they were doing in the first 5 minutes, but we absolutely stopped doing what we were doing, and it just let Celtic breathe confidence into their team. So,
right, well, look, CYM put in, and I can't find his other tweet, right? He said the goal's one of McGregor's fault. He's not finished. But obviously he's agreeing with something that Michael said, and I think we all kind of agree with Michael most of the time. He says, I'll give you that. He's not finished, but he's certainly past his best. See, if he's past his best, he's no good enough for Rangers.
We've argued on here, Martin, with Big Mark before, because the Big Man was like, he's a legend, but he can afford to have these days. And not denying it, McGregor's a legend, has been an outstanding goalkeeper, but you can't just keep going on and on and on. And no. I don't care about what he's done in the past. I'm in the now, and in the now, he's no good enough. So he retires, or he doesn't play, or whatever, and it's cost us too many points.
If that was the case, GD, you'd still have Andy Gorham in goals in.
I know.
You know what I mean? Exactly. If that was the case. Max Jair makes the point, Ross, where is Steve Davis? Would Stephen Davis have made any difference to that today?
I was thinking, where was Glenn Kamara?
Nah. Yeah.
Glenn Kamara is your man in the Old Firm games, hods the ball up, takes it in tight spaces, neat.
Wins it back.
What, neat grafts. I mean, I don't know where. I'm worried. I am worried by the start Van Bronckhorst made, even tactically, and substitutions and some of his decisions he makes. I know you're saying it's not his team, but I don't think you'll find one Rangers fan in this world who would have kept Joe Aribo on for 90 minutes today. That doesn't come down to being a Giovanni Van Bronckhorst team versus, that just comes from knowing a bit about football and knowing that the guy's hopelessly out of form and being able to see it.
This has been a difficult one today.
On the Van Bronckhorst thing, Martin, I think for me the thing I worry about is the style of play. It's all very good in Europe, but the style of play in Scottish football, this pass at the back, pass. At one point in the day, we had a throw-in in the first half in the corner, at Celtic's corner, and within a throw-in and two passes, it was like 10 yards away from our goal. It was like 10 yards away from McGregor. Like, what the fuck? Surely in these moments, that's when you're pressing, stay up here. Play football, you stay in the... But the mentality now being driven in by Van Bronckhorst is, no, it's more important to keep the ball. It's more important. So we've got a chance to attack. No, just keep the ball. Let's just recycle up here. Fuck off, that's shite.
But JD, how many times a day did we, you know, get a wee free kick, give the ball away, have a throw in, and never beside our 6 yard box, beside their 6 yard box, the camera cuts away, comes back, they've got the ball. How many times did we make a pass in the middle of the park, they get the ball? How many times when it was a 50-50, they get the ball? The whole team
the day was just gutless. They look like a team who are playing for their manager. They look like a team who are prepared to dig in. He looks as if he's bringing the best out of people. We spoke, I've got Celtic supporting pals, who would I tell you last year Rogic was done. Postecoglou's came in, gave him a bit of confidence. He's obviously a good manager. And now you've got guys like Rogic absolutely bossing that game. We spoke a wee bit about them having no movement, how cumbersome Rogic is as a player, but see if you give him the space we gave him the day, he doesn't need to be fast, because he's a talent. He's obviously a very talented football player.
That was the really frustrating thing for me, JD, today was, see when Celtic attacked, right, they had the freedom of the midfield and they had space and they had plenty of players up front. When we attacked, we struggled to get the players forward and we had no space. And that was the theme in the whole first half. And then the second half, which we'll go on to now, we had all the ball. We had all the play. We'd done all the attacking. And the only thing we could muster up in that whole second half was a shot for Sakala. And the rest of the time, the full second half, it was cross, 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 cross to nobody. That was all we had in that whole second half.
I know, but in those moments, what more do you want those boys out wide today? Their job is get the ball, get it in the middle. It's then the midfielders and the striker's job to do something in there. But because there's other points when Kent's get the ball, it's cut inside, we toe poke to somebody at the edge of the box, we don't shoot. So I thought it's a cat, and I'm not a big fan of him. I was a fan and then I wasn't, but I thought he still showed something. And again, there you go, he comes on and has a shot on target. Ryan Kent's not getting shots on target.
He comes on and beats a man.
He's hitting folk now. Aye. He's hitting folk in the court one. So he's
comes on, JD, and actually runs past somebody.
Yeah.
Nobody else in the pitch was doing that.
It's a tough one. Anyway, you know what? Swings and roundabouts. It was our time last year. It's their time this year.
It was our time last year, but Ross, you made the point before we started. The last 3-4 years, in Europe, we've done fantastically well. We've rebuilt the Scottish coefficient because they've been nothing probably short of embarrassing in Europe. And now they're going to reap the rewards because we've had a pathetic attempt to try to retain a title.
Oh, that's it, mate. That's it. We can say all we want. Celtic no won a knockout game after Christmas in Europe for the last however many years. And
2004.
Put out of three cups in the one season in Europe, blah, blah, blah. See, at the end of the day, mate, over the last X amount of years, we've grafted. We've got to quarterfinals every year, I think, since Gerrard came in. Managed to get the coefficient up to get an automatic Champions League place. And then now we've went and essentially threw it up the wall. So now, after all that hard graft by Rangers, we're now looking at Celtic getting that guaranteed 40 million in Champions League group stages, and to be honest, I think that their board's got more chance of reinvesting that 40 million in the playing staff than we would have.
See, the thing is that this is football, man. That we've not, it's our fault for not defending the title. The coefficient thing, that's what it is, man. There's probably been years and years and years where there was Celtic were the only team doing anything, not even doing anything in Europe, you know what I mean? But they're still there, second place. We just need to try and qualify for the Champions League, and then you take 20 million after the 40, don't you?
Well, aye. But look, going forward, JD, I say this as if it wasn't already, but we have to win that semi-final against them. Otherwise, let's be brutally honest here, folks. Ange's winning a treble in his first season.
Oh, aye. 100%. Aye. It's at Hampden, so we fucking get no chance, so... Aye, mad.
So that's the thing, massive. Ross. Well, look, that's the thing, Ross. Are we now in the position, and look, it's only been two Old Firm games, we're all raging, blah, 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 but are we now in the position that they were with us, where we are now going to struggle to beat them?
I don't think so. We've proven that on our day we can beat better teams than Celtic, mate. We just need to start having our days. And that comes from the preparation, the personnel, which it's a big window coming in the summer. You're looking at, would I be right in saying Kent's only got kind of a year left on his deal as of the end of this season?
Morelos, so Kent.
So you're essentially looking at McGregor will be gone, but I believe Balogun and Goldson are both out of contract.
They can not so much Balogun, right? Because Balogun always puts in a shift, right? I'm aiming this more at Goldson. He can fucking go. Yeah. I don't care anymore. He can get to fuck.
But I seen somebody earlier on saying get 20 million each for Kent and Morelos and X amount for Aribo. Don't really get the offers at the best of times, us, never mind when they've got a year left in their deals, mate. So there's going to be a bit of bargain basement shopping again for us. Unless the wild happens and Celtic manage to fuck up the position they've got themselves in the league. Because it's very, very much in their hands.
Yeah.
At least if we won the day, it's in our hands. You're now talking 6 points and a goal. We beat them. They're still waiting for them to drop points in two more games out of five, which
and we won every game, including beating them at Parkhead.
Yeah.
It's not going to
happen. So I would never say never. I'm no doom and gloom. Stranger things have happened, but we've put ourselves in a cunty position, and I say that we've put ourselves in that position.
The way I'm feeling it now, it's all fucking doom and gloom. Well, JD, I know you need to go out at 3. I've promised my daughter I would take her to the park. I hope I don't give her an extra push on the swinging fucking. But just very, very quickly, and this question doesn't really mean anything, but I'll ask it anyway. Would it have been any different the day with Morelos in the park? Would that have been a different game at all?
Ifs and buts in it.
Is that a bit of positivity we can cling to, but that if Morelos was playing...
Doesn't matter, he wasn't there, so it's actually doesn't matter at all. I think he's obviously 100 times better than Ruth, but doesn't matter, does it? They go to their win and that's it.
I think there's a bigger issue to be had, and I think I've mentioned it on here even back to the Gerrard days, and that it's Mark Warburton again. See if we're catered to play plan A, and that involves using Morelos as a battering ram to create space and pull you at home. See if he's not playing, whether it be through suspension, injury, internationals, we don't have a backup that works for us. Mm-hmm. We just start throwing shite at the wall and hope that something sticks.
You can't play the same way, Ross, that you do with Morelos with Roof.
No,
that just doesn't work.
That's what I'm saying. So we need a plan.
And a Sunday league manager, Ross, knows that.
Well, but again, we went again the day, but and played Roof right through the middle the way you would have done Morelos and asked him to hold the ball up. So. So if you're saying a Sunday league manager wouldn't have done it, then why are we persisting with it? But a one man band, and sometimes we used to get away with it because we had another one man band at the other end of the park who's having a bad season, and we've now got Morelos missing games left, right and centre. We've ran him into the ground. The last two games we've ran Morelos right into the ground. He's had to come off and get iced up. So it's not as if we never knew that he was toiling, do you know what I mean? And then we've chose to play him again and then fuck him on a plane to Columbia to train.
I noticed Billy Henderson was in the comments, so if Brooke's watching, a big hello to Brooke. I don't know if you two guys know Brooke's only 5 and I think she's our youngest viewer or listener. So apologies for the language if you are watching or listening, Brooke.
Oh God, aye.
I've got a mental age of about 2, so I don't want to steal Brooke's thunder, but...
No, you're not stealing Brooke's thunder. That's shocking. Look, guys, look, that'll do is we'll be back on Tuesday, no doubt, to talk a bit more about this. Maybe discuss Gio, Ross Wilson, the whole shebang, and of course, well, in fact, we will be back on Tuesday. Hey, that'll do us. Jamie, Ross, guys, thanks very much. Thank you to everybody in the comments for tuning in. Unfortunately, we never won a day. It looks like the league is over. But you never know, I might still be a Hail Mary out there somewhere. But we'll be back. What?
How about?
You know what I mean. I'm in the pass. Come on to hell, you.
Let's go. There you go.
That'll do us. Thank you for watching. We'll speak to you soon.
Podcast Network.